This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. From Tupac to Gennaro to Wall Street, our blog News and Views lets you have your say on the headlines and about our show. News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett is here to tell us all about it. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Farai.
So on Monday's Bloggers Roundtable, we talked about a noose that was found hanging around the neck of rapper Tupac Shakur's memorial statue. And I understand some listeners took offense to that conversation. They said so on our blog. What's up?
Yeah, they were offended not by our coverage of the story, but by the blogger's reaction to it. One guest in particular thought the Tupac statue itself was pretty funny. Here's what happened.
The statue itself, did you see it?
Why didn't you tell us?
It look like him?
Tell us a little bit about the statue. I've heard a lot of criticism of what the statue actually looks like, which is why you're laughing.
It looks nothing like him.
So that's what happened. So I have to say that most people who I know saw the statue had very similar reactions, saying it looked nothing like Tupac, but, you know, his much, much older uncle. But on our blog...
I believe it Liza Sabatour called it Uncle Ben.
Right, exactly. And on our blog, a reader named Jolyn Brooks said she was, quote, disappointed by the ignorance in schoolyard giggling and name-calling. And a couple of other readers agreed with her. But all told, I'm sure our bloggers meant no disrespect. And on our blog, there's a photo of the statue so people can go and look at it and make up their own minds about it.
So we've been covering Gennaro Wilson, a 21-year-old who was released from a Georgia prison after facing a 10-year sentence for a teen sex conviction. How's that been playing out on the blog?
Well, you know, reaction to Wilson's imprisonment and his release never reached the fever pitch of, say, the Gina 6 coverage. But on our blog and elsewhere, people seem to express the sentiment that justice for Gennaro was slow in coming, and they're glad it finally did. One reader, Daniel Holloway, summed it up this way. He wrote, "This case shows the problem with trying to interpret laws based on wording rather than intent. I'm glad Wilson was freed. Bravo to the Georgia Supreme Court," he wrote.
So we also have another installment of the online series Speak Your Mind.
We do. It's a series where we allow our readers to write at length about an issue of their choosing. This week we have a piece by filmmaker Tambe O'Benson. He calls for autonomous black-owned film companies. He says that cinema informs and educates, and when you're not present, you're not valued. And that piece has sparked a lot of conversation about filmmakers like Tyler Perry and Spike Lee.
So what else is popping off?
Well, with Stan O'Neill having left Merrill Lynch and rumors about Dick Parsons leaving Time Warner, that would leave three black CEOs. So people are talking about the impact that that might have. They're talking about Barack Obama's presidential campaign finally putting a nail in the coffin on that controversy about Obama and his ties to gospel singer Donnie McClurkin. And they're also talking about your interview yesterday with Nikki Giovanni.
Fantastic, Jeff. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me at our studios at NPR West.